Trev, one, just exciting to get the season finally underway.
Yeah, look, it's I know the guys are excited. They're sick of me coaching and getting up. You know, it's a new team. You know, we're playing a different style of basketball. Hopefully it's an exciting and we put our pieces together. But, yeah, look, we're ready to go against Brisbane.
Why is it a different team and why are you playing a different... Is it just because of the way you're recruited or do you think that's now the way that you have to win a championship?
Well, a little bit of both. You know, we lost Tommy and Nate, so that really on the interior kind of exposed us a little bit. And so So that's when we decided with Beal, we wanted to get more athletic in that position and run the lanes with Casey and Damo. So, and we've got Jamil in the middle with the shot block. And so we want to really turn our defense and turn it into a fast-paced offense. So that was the theory behind it. So hopefully we can put that to on the court this weekend.
Do you expect there's going to be a bit of an adjustment period while you sort of reach your best playing that style, or do you feel like you've got it covered at the moment?
Yeah, well, look, we've got five new players. You know, five new out of 11 is a pretty big changeover. So there's going to take some adjustment and just the roles and different from last year. Hopefully we adapt real quick to that, and hopefully we'll do that Thursday night.
What are you expecting going up against Dollar, and how different is that going to be for you and the guys who have played with?
Yeah, look, they're going to be motivated without a question. So it's you know, the guys will be excited. They'll be playing against Dollars. I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of banter back and forth. But we know those guys. You know, we had three great years of them. They're quality people, and they're going to play very hard tomorrow night.
Do you throw Damian Martin straight at Jermaine Beal just to send him a little message? Is that his target first up?
I think Damo will probably put his hand up to guard him straight off the bat. But I think, he'll get a mix with Casey as well. He'll get a little bit of attention.
Do you think Dollar's that type of player that he's now left the team? Is he that type of player that could absolutely have a real big night because of, you know, how he left and what he's doing now?
Yeah, look, he's dynamite in the open court. We know, we've seen what he can do. You know, he dropped 10 threes early last year, so we're respectful. But, he's with the new club now and he's got to learn their new system and... We're going to worry about ourselves as well.
Do you think there'll be threats, Brisbane, with Andre back in charge? Mm,
they're recruited really well. And any time you've got an NBA player coming back in Bairstow, and, you know, they've got two of our guys who won a championship and they've got other pieces of the puzzle. They've recruited very, very well. So, there's about four or five teams that have done a great job recruiting this year.
Are you expecting Bairstow to play? Are you planning for him to play?
Oh, look, we expect him to play. I said he was back on the training court, and so if he's back on the training court, it's almost a guarantee that he's going to play.
A few of your players in pre-season have spoken about it looks like it's going to be tougher this season than previous seasons when you look at some of the rosters out there. Do you go along with that?
Oh, look, seeing in pre-season, seeing the team that Melbourne has, Sydney has, and what Illawarra have done, and Brisbane coming in to the comp, the quality of players coming back in the league's improved every single year. So, we might not be the most talented team in it, but we're going to be, we've got to work harder as a team and work harder than the opposition every night and give ourselves a real good chance.
Do you still feel like you're that team with the target on the back, or do you feel like some of the higher profile recruiting sort of rosters out there have maybe taken that from you?
I think we've always got a target here at the Wildcats. You know, we always have a great rivalry with whoever it is. And, you know, just this week we were looking back at the Brisbane Bullets and the championships in the early 90s. So it was good to watch and reminisce of watching Leroy Loggins and Ricky Grace and Derek Rucker and Vlahov and James Crawford. And that's a rich history for the championship. So hopefully we can add to that Thursday night.
Have you sort of told your guys what to expect about going into that environment? Obviously, Brisbane, their first game back in 8 or 9 years.
No, we haven't talked about it. We will touch on it. And we're playing at a brand new place, Boondall. None of the guys have played there before. So it's, it's how we adapt to that. And, the ring's 10 foot tall. The three-point line doesn't change. And our defence has to be rock solid playing on the road or at home.
We know you guys are used to tough travel schedules and those sorts of things, but first up, such a short gap and a long trip, is it harder first up?
Oh, look, in an ideal world, you'd like to open the season up at home, especially with the championship banner. But look, that's the way the draw's been handed out. We have a lot of double headers this year, and the guys are used to it. That's what we train for, so there'll be no excuses on our part with it.